Hi, friend. Before we start the podcast today, really quickly, I just wanted to remind you that I do individual and group coaching, and there's some exciting opportunities for me to work directly with you. So please do check out the link in the show notes. That's it for now. On with the podcast. Hi, I'm Dr. J.P. Friend. Just call me. For the last 30 plus years, I've had the opportunity to speak, teach, and perform for audiences all across the United States. Side note, I'm also a professional comedy entertainer. For the last 40 plus years, I have been in the business and educational worlds and self-employed for most of those as well. I am the published author of both fiction and nonfiction books, and I have had the pure pleasure of mentoring hundreds of people over the last 30 plus years. So yeah, I've accomplished some things, but I've also had some failures. I've had setbacks, and I can tell you I've also experienced true loss. It's through all of that, the good and the bad, that I have learned. After all, I've earned every one of these gray hairs I got. So, it is those experiences, my education, and my creativity that I use to try to communicate with you, to help you, and to encourage you to change and shift your impossible to possible. Side note and a disclaimer, I am not a medical professional, nor am I a licensed therapist. So if you need that particular help, please do consult a local professional. So grab a coffee, have a seat at my table, and let's chat. This is Coffee with Keith. Hello, my friend, and welcome to Coffee with Keith. So glad that you could join me for today's episode. I'm grateful that you're here. The episode today is called, Do You Want to Be Great? Well, I hope the answer is yes. I can't imagine asking somebody, hey, do you want to be mediocre? Or do you want to be lousy in life? Some people might be, you know, truthfully, if they're honest, they may be living that way, or maybe telling themselves that that's the only way they deserve to live. But you know what? I don't think that's right. I think all of us, if we truthfully are honest with ourselves and truthfully, if we are what we want to be, I think all of us would like to be great. We would like to be great at whatever we pursue in life. And I would like to be a great follower of God. And hopefully that's you as well. So my question again, do you want to be great? And I get this from a continuation of what I was reading last episode from the Gospel of Mark from the Bible, the 9th chapter. Today, I'm focused on verses 33 through 37. You'll remember that contextually, Jesus is with his disciples. They are traveling through they're traveling through Galilee. They're heading to the city of Capernaum. Once they get there, they go into a house, and Jesus, not sure what the timing is here. We really don't know, but, you know, he's gathered them all around, and he says, hey, guys, listen, I want to ask you a question. Now, we already know that Jesus knows the answer, but Jesus asks the question anyway. He says, okay, fellas, I got a question for you. On the way here, I noticed you guys were doing a lot of talking. You were really going at each other. Kind of reminds me of the guys in the locker room shooting the bull, you know? But he says, okay, I want to know, what were you talking about? What were you guys talking about as we were traveling here? You remember, if you were with me last episode, that Jesus was trying to teach them and prepare them and talk to them about his upcoming passion, his crucifixion and resurrection, etc. And yet, they were busy talking about something else. And he says, okay, fellas, what were you talking about? Well, the truth comes out. They were talking about who was the greatest and who would be the greatest. Does that sound familiar to anybody? You know, there's a lot of people today that want to be better than other people. And these disciples may have been guilty of that very thing. Because already some of them had begun to sort of be a little extra and we're able to be with Jesus a little. And we see this throughout the Gospels that, you know, there was the circle of disciples, and then there was a kind of an inner circle. So even that sort of kind of puts in the mind that maybe we're great. You know, we're the greatest. We're better than they are. Now, I don't think that's at all what Jesus would have in mind or had in mind for his disciples. But for them, being humans, like a lot of us do, we want to put ourselves in a ranking. Am I greater than Tom? Am I greater than Sally? Am I greater than you? And that's what these disciples were doing. So I thought about that idea of greatest. And I can't ever, when I hear the word greatest and talk about, you know, somebody talking about the greatest, if you're of any age at all and you heard this name, Muhammad Ali, then you're going to immediately know who I'm talking about. But even people, I'm not a fan of boxing, but even I knew who Muhammad Ali was. And I remember seeing him in television and in interviews when he used to say, I am the greatest, I am the greatest. And he truly felt he was the greatest. And in a lot of ways, he was a champion and he proved that he was pretty great at boxing. But you know what? A lot of people, they kind of want to fluff themselves up. They want to just fluff up their feathers, kind of peacock a little bit and say, you know what? I am great. I am special. Now, I can't imagine, you know, anybody wanting to ask the question, hey, do you want to be mediocre or do you want to be lousy? No. The question is, do you want to be great? And I think it's okay for us to aspire to greatness. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Now, some people say, well, you know, if you're a Christian, for instance, you should be lowly and cowardly and humble. And I believe in humility, but you should be meek and you should be very ordinary. Well, I really don't think that's okay. I think God wants us to pursue greatness, especially when it comes to faith and our lives. So I ask the question again, do you, dear friend, want to be great? If so, then I want to offer you four things to keep in mind, four simple things. And I get this from contextually the life of these disciples, okay? Both from the scripture and history, other texts. The first is this. If you truly want to be great, you have to be sold out to the thing. You got to be sold out to the thing. Now, what does that mean? Well, whatever you want to be great in, you've got to be committed to, right? If you want to be great at something, you've got to be committed to that thing. Well, these disciples were committed to Jesus, committed to his message, committed to his preaching, committed to his examples. Now, we know that they didn't always do it quite right, right? So the first thing is sold out to the thing, whatever that thing is for you. You've got to be committed to it. But the second thing I want to mention is we've got to move beyond our mistakes and our setbacks if we want to be great. And I get that contextually from the disciples, straight from scripture, straight from the Bible. Because disciples, do you remember when Jesus was crucified? They scoured. I mean, they ran. They disappeared. They hunkered down. They hid. And in that moment, even though Jesus had been trying to prepare them and teach them all along about what was coming, they were cowardly in the eyes of man. Now, I'm not judging them because honestly, I may have been the exact same way. I have 2,000 years of history to look back at it. But if I look at it from their position, yeah, who knows what any of us would have done in their shoes. But I do know that at least at that moment, they kind of failed. In fact, Peter denied Jesus three times. you remember. So we go, all right, that sounds like a pretty bad bad mistake, a bad failure, a real setback here. But here's the cool thing. They didn't stay there. They didn't stay in that place of failure. They didn't stay in that place of weakness. They didn't stay in that place of fear. What they did was to get empowered by the Holy Spirit of God and went on to do and be great. They went on to be great messengers of the cause and the teaching and the blessing and the hope that is through Jesus. So in that way, they became great. And here's the third thing I want to mention about being great. You have to be willing to sacrifice in pursuit of greatness. You have to be willing to sacrifice in the pursuit of greatness. Where do I get that? Well, almost every one of these disciples were martyred. They were killed, often brutally. And why is that important? Because despite all the things that came against them, despite all the challenges, despite all the concern, despite all the possibilities of that very thing coming, they didn't stop. They were willing to sacrifice in pursuit of the greatness. So I have to ask ourselves, or I think we should ask ourselves, what am I willing to sacrifice and what am I willing to do to pursue greatness in my own life? That's something we need to think about, isn't it? And I challenge you to do that today. What are you willing to sacrifice in order to be great in whatever that thing is that you need and want to do? The thing. Number four, and this is from the mouth of Jesus himself. If you truly want to be great, you have to be willing to serve. You have to be willing to serve. I truly believe that one of the things we should do in life is not only pursue our dreams, our calling, our purpose, our destiny. I think that's part of life. But in that pursuit, I think we're also called to serve others. So we give to ourselves and we give to others. Now, let me be careful here, because I've said in previous episodes, I speak this in my teaching, in my coaching, and my just talking to people, that there's a thing called people-pleasing as well. That is not what I'm talking about here. That's not the same thing. People-pleasing is letting everybody else dictate to you what you should do, how you should do, how you should serve them that makes them happy, that satisfies them, that meets their needs completely, even at the expense of your own. But I think biblical service is service that we do because we truly want to do that thing to bless and help another person. That's serving from personal integrity, which is, again, based on our beliefs and our values and our connection to God. That service is different. Because in that way, we're serving and we're doing for others not to get the pat on the back, make them happy, and truthfully to get confirmation for ourselves. We're doing it because it's the right thing we believe to do. It's something we think we should do, that we want to do, for no other reason that it lines with our personal integrity. Okay? So again, I ask you, do you want to be great? If you do, four things. Sell out to the thing, whatever that thing is in your life. Again, it could be faith. It could be a job. It could be a career. It could be family. It could be whatever, education, whatever it is. Sell out to that thing if you want to be great in it. Number two, you got to be willing to get beyond your mistakes and your setbacks, because you're going to make some in life. But as I often say, failure is not falling down. It's not getting back up. So get beyond your mistakes. Get beyond your setbacks. Get beyond your ways that you went astray, and get back moving toward that thing that will make you great. Number three, you got to be willing to sacrifice for the thing. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to give? How much energy? How much time? How much commitment? How much consistency? How much drive? How much dream? How much love? How much passion are you willing to sacrifice in the pursuit? And then number four, again, straight from the mouth of Jesus. To be great, you have to serve other people. You have to. And I hope that you are. All right, that's it for this week's edition of Coffee with Keith. Do you want to be great? And I'm going to now go get some more coffee. Hope that you have had a wonderful day so far. I trust that the rest of your day will be super. Please do subscribe to this program if you haven't. I'd love to have you part of the listening family on a regular basis. Also, please share it if you can through social media. I would appreciate that. And make sure, if you can, to give it a 5-star rating and a feedback. If it's positive, you're going to bless my spirit. I hope it'll be positive. Do that if you can, because that helps encourage me as well as help my organic reach in the search engine. So thank you again for that help. Until next time, heal your hurts, shift your impossible to possible, and may God truly bless you. Bye-bye, my friend.